Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Carrie Garrison from Stepping Stones Early Learning Center to talk about their Breakfast with Santa.
Breakfast for Santa, it's primarily an event for the kids at Stepping Stone, but I'm sure you'll welcome anybody who wants to join in, right?
Absolutely. This is our fifth year. We encourage all families in the community to come out. It features, the center, but it's a great event. I mean, all the money goes back to the kids here at the center, but getting people in the community, that's what we were looking at about 5 years ago, looking for an event that can be community-based. So we came up with Breakfast with Santa. So we encourage all families to come out, have a great time, see Santa, eat some pancakes, play some games, do some crafts, and have a great time with their family.
And of course, that really kind of gets everybody in the Christmas spirit there. It's the first part of December, and this is where kids really start anticipating the holiday season, especially little ones. And this is their chance to meet with the guy in the big red suit and tell them what they want.
Most certainly. What's nice that parents can bring their own, cameras, their phones, take pictures of Santa. You don't have to wait in a long line like you do at the mall. And it really kicks off the holiday season. And we look forward to everybody showing up.
And of course, this also helps to support the efforts here at Stepping Stones to get you things that you're going to need throughout the year for all your children here.
Yes. All the funds go back to the classrooms. We split the earnings. We're looking at adding STEM to our classrooms. The kids really reap the rewards from the fundraiser.
That's right. And of course, teaching the children here is a year-round job. And this is where kids get their first exposure to education. It used to be you didn't really expect that until they got to kindergarten. Now education seems to start earlier and earlier. And the sooner you get kids used to reading and counting and basic stuff, the better they do in school, right?
Yes. I mean, it's a great foundation for the kids. A very good early learning experience starts when, they're infant. And we try to set that foundation and when they're make them ready for to go to school. So all the way up from birth, all the way up to they're ready to go to kindergarten, we want them to have the best start that they can.
That's right. So certainly you encourage anyone who might be interested in perhaps bringing their children to Stepping Stone to come by and see what you have to offer.
Most certainly, yes. You can stop out, visit the center, or if you don't know anything about the center, you can come lease a Breakfast with Santa, ask any staff member, inquire. It's just a really good community event. We're great to serve our Marion County areas. We look forward to everyone.
Yeah, and of course, you mentioned the county. They've talked a lot over the last few months about how there's a lack of child care here. And I'm sure a lot of parents would like to have access to child care. And certainly your services are probably in demand because of that. There are so many parents who need someone to watch their children while they go to work.
Yes, there is a very shortage in child care. We get calls daily, and I'll even reach out to in-home daycare, say, hey, do you have an opening? And they're as full as well. So there are a lot of people back in the workforce, and they are seeking quality child care. So we are in high demand.
As for the event itself, we should point out that the morning includes a pancake breakfast with help from the Knoxville Morning Kiwanis Club.
Yes. Morning Kiwanis have partnered with us the last 5 years. We've kind of teamed with them and given them a check at the end for their services, and that's gone to the kids as well. They are finishing up with their Miracle Playground. We couldn't do this without them.
Also, a free Christmas book will be provided to the first 200 children who arrive. So if you want to get one of those, be sure to get there early, right?
Yes, the books go fast. The books are Christmas-oriented, but the books and the games, and they'll be making reindeer food. I think there's an ornament again this year. Everything's holiday-related, so it'd be a great time to hope to see all the families there.
All right. We should mention all this is going to be December 1st from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Dyer Hudson Hall. That's over by the fairgrounds. And that's probably a pretty nice facility to have access to for something like this.
Yeah, it's very nice. When we first started, we did it at West Elementary. We outgrew that. And every year it seems it gets bigger and bigger. And Dyer Hudson seems to fit our needs right now. So
again, if you're interested in coming out, admission is $6 per person. And the more kids you want to bring along, the more are welcome. And you can get your tickets through Stepping Stone, correct?
Yeah, you can stop out the center and get them, or you can purchase them right there at the door.
Thanks to Carrie Garrison for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.